Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you very much, Mary. Good morning, and welcome back to our second hour of this 38th year of my commercial radio broadcasting, 45th year on the air in Dallas-Fort Worth. And this first seven were with the Extension Service. And we're glad to have you listening. I have three callers. I'm going to do the Dallas Arboretum report rather quickly so we can get right to our callers and not keep them waiting any longer. Tucker Reed is ill today and sent me a note overnight asking if I could fill in for him. The Dallas Arboretum is a beautiful place. And, you know, what I didn't think to do is pull up the address and all the other things. I will see if I can find that on my laptop while I am trying to negotiate my way through. That isn't going to work. Through the report. But Tucker says that, you know what, just if you'll play a mind game with yourself for just a minute, and I can get to his report quickly and I can get back. I have my laptop fairly near at hand. And there we go. And there we go. And there we go. I have everything I need now. Other than wealth and good looks. Let me tell you about the Dallas Arboretum. 12 Days of Christmas ends probably going to be today because he sent this to me late last night. Education registration starts on the 8th of January. Admission is only $5 in January. And so you can get in daily for only $5. Parking, I'm sure, is at the same rate. The parking lot doesn't change, but they give you a really good bargain. And it's a good time to go to the Dallas Arboretum because you can see through so many aspects of the designs of the gardens, the bones of the landscape. We talk about this every winter. It's a good time to see how they put the Botanic Garden together, the Dallas Arboretum. And so $5 admission beginning the 5th of January, beginning the 5th. Look online for parking discounts, so maybe there are some discounts there. Then some other things that I would suggest you do is just take a look around in their gift shop, take a look around in their trial gardens at the plants that are out there even in the wintertime. The children's garden is spectacular. Take a look at all 66 acres of the Dallas Arboretum. There always is something beautiful there. And consider joining the Dallas Arboretum. There are lots of benefits to that. You can do so at the gift shop. You can do so when you go in. You can go all year long then without any additional charges. The memberships vary in price depending on whether it's individual or family, etc. You can also join online at dallasarboretum.org. The Dallas Arboretum is at 8525 Garland Road on the southeast side of White Rock Lake in East Dallas. And Tucker suggests you take I-30 to the Grand Avenue exit, go north. It will turn into Garland Road, and they are on the left. That's just beyond the White Rock Spillway. Or you can take Garland Road south from any of the streets, the freeways, and follow the green signs that say Dallas Arboretum. That's logical. 214-515-6500 is the 24-hour information number. DallasArboretum.org is the website. They're open 9 to 5 daily. Next day that they are closed is Thanksgiving. They work a lot at the Dallas Arboretum. That report is sponsored today by Womack Nursery and De Leon. I am so excited when I get to tell you about Womack Nursery because they are the source of the recommended fruit and pecan varieties for Texas. I really recommend that you get their catalog and do so as quickly as you can. Now, you can see the catalog online. It's a lovely website, womacknursery.com, W-O-M-A-C-K, womacknursery.com. And you will, it's about a 2-second interlude of music when it opens. So if you're cheating and doing this at your office, turn the sound off for about 2 seconds. It is a wonderfully informative website, beautiful website, and it shows all of the varieties that they grow. They have just every variety recommended. Many of the A&M introductions over the years have been given to Womack's to get into the marketplace. Now, they do begin to sell out of some of the more popular varieties, so if you're thinking about ordering fruit and pecan trees, do so quickly. This is a company that's now in its fourth generation. As I said, they're in De Leon, Texas, which is toward the center, the heart of Texas, near Brownwood, DE LEON. Here is their mailing address and also physical address if you would like to go there. They're open Monday through Friday, and then Saturday morning, I think, or maybe all day Saturday. It'll tell you on the website. Wamak Nursery Company, 2551 State Highway 6 in De Leon, Texas, 76444. 2551 State Highway 6, De Leon, DE LEON, Texas, 76444. Or you can call them and request the catalog at 254-893-6497, or simply look at WamakNursery.com. Again, 254-893-6497. They are the best. WamakNursery.com. This segment of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening is sponsored by the 17 Metroplex locations of Callaway's. For help with all of your gardening needs, look to the experts at Callaway's. Callaway's Nursery, life lived beautifully. All right, that actually was supposed to run last hour, and we're really proud to have Callaway's as sponsoring our 8 to 9 hour. Bear with us. We're new in this game, and this is the first day of January. We're all trying to get the equipment to work. Some things reset. We had some trouble about 10 minutes before airtime today, so I think we've done pretty well considering all of the fun that we had off air. Let me go back to the phone lines now that I have completely destroyed my call screener page here. Here we go. We go to Rick in Farmersville. Rick, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil, and congratulations on your anniversary.
Thank you very much. A lot of years on the radio. I love doing this. How can I help you?
Well, I wanted to give you just a little bit of background. We just bought a house in Farmersville. It's on the east side of 78, just south of 380.
Okay.
There is a creek that runs north and south. In this division, on the backside of it, about 100 yards away from this house.
Mm-hmm.
I did notice that when we had the rain over the last couple of days, that's a little bit of standing water in the yard. But all the judgments that I based on the condition of this yard is benchmarked against my next-door neighbor, who has about a 2-inch stand of Bermuda grass in their yard.
Okay.
It is a well-established lawn. Now, what I have is I have a very poor stand of Bermuda interspersed with clover in patches. I also have a few dandelions, and the previous owner put in flower beds with crushed white rock, and then they had some shrubs in those flower beds. Well, there's also weeds coming up through the rock. But my main concern is, what do I need to do between now and grass growing season to try to help fortify this lawn and get rid of that clover?
All right, the clover and dandelions are easy prey for a broadleafed weed killer. That's going to be a product containing 2,4-D. 2,4-D. And that's just the beginning of a long chemical name of a product. It'll be in the fine print on the label, 2,4-D. And that will eliminate clover very effectively. It will eliminate dandelions very effectively. Those are two of the easiest weeds to get rid of. Use a pump sprayer. I would very much recommend using a pump sprayer instead of a hose end sprayer, so that you can be very precise in putting it on the leaves. Hose end sprayers tend to put out larger droplets. And what you want to do with the 2,4-D products, broadleafed weed killers, is apply them directly to the weeds and coat the leaves, not to the point of runoff. If you hit the leaves of clover, for example, with large droplets, they will bead up and run off. And if you use a fine mist, then it will stick on the whole leaf and be taken in. These are hormone-type weed killers, these products. And the plants will become distorted and will die. You need to have 65, 70 degree temperatures for them to be effective. If it's really cool, then they won't work. And if it rains for 48 hours, that'll wash them off. So you need to kind of time it carefully. It's a little bit unlikely that you'll have much chance this month, but by February, you'll have some warm spells. It'll be 65 and no rain. So that's the time to activate that plan. You can put out a pre-emergent weed killer in early September, the first week of September, to keep this from happening next year. But at this point, all you can do is go after the existing ones. This is...
What,
Go ahead.
What can I do to feed the grass that's on this lawn now and try to build up the root system and the actual grass?
Well, you don't do anything at this point. You start that in early April. As the grass begins to green up, you would begin to add nitrogen. Bermuda needs a good bit of nitrogen, and so get on a really good lawn maintenance program. I'll tell you three things that I have that will be of help to you. I have a lot of that information on my website at neilsperry.com. That is obviously free. Facebook, I have a lot of it in my notes on how to get a lawn up and running for the springtime. If you click it, if you go to Facebook and my page, Neil Sperry, there will be a button on the left that says Notes, and the first one that pops up will be the list of about 40 notes that I've archived there, because they're, I wore myself out giving the answers, and I just said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you the complete answer, and I'll just archive it there, and I refer people to it that way. And there is a good one on getting the lawn up for springtime. It may have been posted 2 or 3 years ago, but there's not a bit of it that's changed, so don't let the post date throw you off at all. And then this is part and parcel to why I rewrote my book. It has all of the newest information, and that's the one I've been talking about in the ads this morning that's available from my office. That one is not free of charge. The other two are. But I have a whole chapter on how to have a perfect lawn in my book. So those are three ways that my information is available, and there's a lot of good information at Aggie Horticulture also online, the A&M Horticulture website.
Well, I'm going to tell you, we're back in the 1950s right now. We moved up here, and it's like we fell off the edge of the earth when it comes to Internet and television service. So we're offline for the moment, but
okay.
I certainly will try to get a hold of your book.
Well, the book's only $28.95, and the mere savings of one bag of fertilizer applied at the wrong time, and that mistake corrected before you do it, will pay for the book. So I think,
exactly.
I think that could help you. But anyway, good luck on all of it. Good luck on the Internet. I know how frustrating it can be in rural areas. We live in one also. Rick, I appreciate your call and your patience. I'm gonna scurry over to Larry before I take my first break. And Larry, you bet. Thank you for calling. Larry, this is Neil. Before I take another break, I wanted to give you a chance to ask your question. Larry?
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Happy anniversary and everything.
Thank you. Thank you. And thanks for waiting on me.
Sure. Neil, how do you set the lawnmower to 2 to 2.5 inches for St. Augustine?
Well,
it's doing well, but since the wheels sink into the grass, how do you measure it?
Well, I love your question. And the reason I was asking you, please stay, was because I think you're holding me accountable, and I don't have a good answer for you. If you are walking across the lawn, I would use the height of the lawn to be where your foot depresses the grass, where the wheel of the lawnmower depresses the grass from that point up. So it's going to be basically from the runners. Normally, the runners are going to be pretty close to the surface of the soil, so it might be off by half an inch or so. I think the critical thing is when you mow, it should not look like it needs to be mowed again in a day or two. In the height of the growing season in May and June, it shouldn't immediately look like it needs to be mowed again. Gosh, I must not have mown that short enough. On the other hand, you don't want to remove all of the blades when you mow, and if you go a notch too low, you're going to have little stubby leaf blades and all the runners exposed, and that's too low. That's a way of telling, and there isn't a lot of leeway in between. Mowing heights, when you raise a mower by one notch, it makes a pretty significant difference. Most of them do, and so I think you'll find the happy medium. You may be there already. If you're satisfied with where you're mowing, it might be 2 3/4 inches. It might be 2 3/8 inches. It isn't rocket science. Say it again.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's why I chose horticulture as a science. It's quite imprecise. It's good for Neil.
Neil, since I've been listening to you, my St. Augustine is doing wonderful. So
I love it. Well, thank you. I really appreciate your call. Have a great day. All righty.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Larry's line and the others are available now. I haven't given the number in about half an hour for that reason, but I'm about to give it right now. Call us, won't you? 800-288-WBAP. You'll be next caller up if you call right now. 800-288-9227. I'll also give you a phone number to my magazine office in just a moment if you would like to get your copy of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, my new book published last April, printed in Texas. It was born and bred and printed and read in Texas. I've never used that line before. I kind of like that. It is 24 years newer than my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It is not in any way a revision of the Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. If you want to get it and compare the two side by side, I think you will agree. There are more than 25 multi-page charts in this book to make choosing plants so much easier. This is a book you can easily carry into a nursery and use as a reference book while you're in the nursery. My big old Complete Guide to Texas Gardening was a lovely book, but you didn't take it into the nursery. These are decisions that were made by the publisher in that case. In this case, my editor, our artist, and I made these decisions. Self-published. It's not in stores, not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of the Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. Indeed, it's 24 years younger. These are all things I wanted to make sure you understand. The only way you can buy it is from my magazine office or by going to my website, neilsperry.com. Chapter 1 is Basics of Texas Gardening. Chapter 2 is the monthly calendar of when to do all the important tasks in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11 are specifically dedicated each to trees and then shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. Your satisfaction is completely guaranteed, and the book's only $28.95 plus tax and postage. You'll be getting a signed copy. I'll go to my office later today, and I will sign the books that need to be shipped out tomorrow. That's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, $28.95, satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, or order from neilsperry.com. Can there be a patent on quality? If there could, I'd give it to Advanced Foundation Repair. Advanced already holds 10 patents for technologies. Those technologies allow their exceptional ProLift repair system to fix just about any foundation. And the fully backed ProLift transferable lifetime warranty guarantees that repair, owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. That, my friends, is quality. Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. That is an outstanding company. Proud to have them as my sponsor since 1995, 20 years starting our 21st year together. Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been leaders in their industry, turning landscaping dreams into reality. I really enjoy telling you about WhizQ Stone. We drove past them last night on our way to a TCU basketball game, and although they were closed by then, I pointed them out to my granddaughters. I said, that is a great place with great people who are working there Monday through Saturday, Saturdays, and you'll enjoy it very much. 22 acres of the most beautiful stone you have ever seen. Boulders, flagstones, walking stones, ledge stones, stones for houses. They sell to the contracting industry, both the builder contractor and also to landscape contractors. They are very, very active in the nursery industry, and including membership and leadership in the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. These are go-to people. I refer to them off-air, and I'll just say it on-air, as some of my hero people who really get things done. When you need the support of the nursery industry, you call Mike Wisnand at WhizQ Stone. Just, and his son Derek is right in his father's footsteps. Love these people, and you will love the stone that they sell. It is beautiful. If you need to have it installed, you know, chances are you don't know how to put in a big old high retaining wall. They do. They have the people who know how to do it. You'll be greeted with smiles. You will see acres of beautiful stone, and you will come away saying, that was fun. That's WhizQ Stone, Monday through Saturday at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth, 817-429-0822. 817-429-0822, whiz-q.com.
Severe storms in Texas pop up quickly with wind and hail that can damage your roof. Call Wortham Brothers Roofing at 972-562-5788. Schedule your free roof inspection or visit wbroofing.com. They've been in business more than 28 years. Wortham Brothers Roofing provides the highest quality workmanship, materials, and service. That's Wortham Brothers Roofing, 972-562-5788, wbroofing.com.
Our 20th annual Home Landscape School will come up on Saturday, February 14th, sponsored by Encore Electric Service Delivery and by Callaway's Nursery, and we want you there. We'll teach you how to do a landscape plan for a project of your choice at your home. That's all day Saturday, February 14th. You'll then get a 30-minute consultation with a landscaping professional to finish your landscape plan, and that will be February 28 or March 1, your choice of dates. All this information is at neilsperry.com. It's $199 for one person, $239 for two people from the same household. Call 1-800-752-GROW. Same number you call to order my new book, and that number will be active until 10:30 today. Our office is open right now, 1-800-752-4769, or anytime today at neilsperry.com. We go to Alfredo in Cleburne. Alfredo, this is Neil. Good morning. Hello, Alfredo.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can. You're on the air. How can I help?
Well, I was at the Dallas Arboretum yesterday and came across Mahonia that I had never seen before, soft caress.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering what you thought about it. And just while I was waiting, I looked at your book and I just saw it mentioned there. So perhaps you can tell me a little bit more about it. I have a north-facing wall that seems to be a good location for it.
If you like the way it looked at the Arboretum yesterday, there is no reason that you should not try it at your home. It will do very, very well for you. I'm a big fan of the Mahoney, as that one came into the market a few years ago and has really gone over very, very well. I'm a huge fan of Mahonia. The leatherleaf Mahonia, which is so very prickly, most people don't care for it for that reason, and this gets around that problem.
Yeah, my wife loved the soft caress one, and I was just wondering if it would work for the north-facing wall.
It would be perfect. It needs shade. It will not handle the sun, and so that sounds like that would be a perfect match.
Great.
Yeah, I'd go for it.
Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for the call very, very much. All right. And you know what I'm going to do? I had so much fun surprising Major Logan last hour by being on time with the newscast. I'm going to try that again. We'll see if we can do that again. Encore Electric Service Delivery. These are the folks who bring power to us. It is our responsibility to help them because they have jurisdiction over 100,000 miles of power lines. It is their responsibility to keep trees and vegetation out of those power lines. We can help a lot in urban areas if we will ask before we get into the garden center or do our homework ahead of time. Know how tall, know how wide a plant is going to grow before you plant it. Know before you grow. They have a list at Encore.com of some of the best plants to use around power lines. These are trees like Yaupon holly trees should never get into the power lines. They don't grow tall enough. If you're in East Texas, dogwoods are an example. If they're maybe 20 feet away from the power lines, they'll never be a problem. But if you start planting red oaks and live oaks and pecans, the Encore people just say, oh gosh, I wish we could have gotten that word to those people. Encore really asks for our help. They do a lot of good for us. And you know, when the power goes out, it's usually tree limbs that have come down in. That's something you and I could have helped with. And so let's pitch in and help the folks at Encore. They have to go out in those storms to repair the lines that are down because of our trees. Encore.com. Know before you grow, and then be awfully careful working around their power lines as well. All that information is at Encore.com.
Mark LaFette.
Significant majority of the American people do not trust this president on national security, and for good reason. He's done to the military what he's done to our health care system.
5 till 8, Mark. News Talk, 820 AM. WBAP.
Oh, it is my pleasure to tell you about Mary Travelin. You hear her lovely voice introducing my program. She is my announcer, and she's my friend, her husband, and Mary and her husband own and operate Dixon Brothers in Mesquite. more than 40 years of bringing us the finest of water gardening supplies, whether it's for pools or water fountains or ponds, or whether it's swimming pools, or whether it's a pump for a farm. They have it all. If it touches water, they have what you need at Dixon Brothers. Leaves are still blowing into pools. If you need a new pool sweep or if you need to repair your old one to scoop them up, Dixon Brothers is your best resource. In fact, Dixon Brothers is your best resource for everything aquatic. More than 41 years, Dixon Brothers has been working with water. They provide knowledge and quality water, garden, and koi pond supplies, swimming pool pumps, motors, equipment and service, pool chemicals, water well pumps, supplies, and floating fountains. And like I said, the list goes on and on. When you go in their front door and see a 20,000 square foot showroom, you'll understand. If your pool had freeze damage earlier this fall or last winter, don't let it happen again. Call Dixon Brothers. They can help you. Call them tomorrow. They're closed on Sundays, but call 972-288-7537. They can install a freeze guard automatically to turn your pool system on in temperatures below 38 degrees. Circulation protects the pool equipment from freeze damage. It turns off when the weather warms up. If you're a pond keeper, add a de-icer to your pond to keep the surface area ice-free and your fish safe. And while you're there, pick up a thermometer to test water temperatures. Know when not to feed your fish. Dixon Brothers can help you with winter pond care. Call them at 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex Authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. 972-288-7537. They're at 204 North Galloway, just one block north of old downtown Mesquite. 204 North Galloway. It's Dixon Brothers, D-I-C-K-S-O-N. And once again, right on time, it is our friend from the 24-Hour 7 Newsroom. It's Major Logan. Major?
Good morning, Neil. WBAP News Time, 9:32. Another American is being monitored for the Ebola virus. That story after we update traffic and weather on the ones. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com right now traffic watch. Both accidents, Highway 75 Central Expressway, now cleared. Still seeing some lingering congestion, though, on Central Expressway southbound between White Avenue and Spur 359. In Carrollton, seeing a slowdown now, southbound Highway 121 between Hebron Parkway and I-35E. The WBAP 24/7 forecast, mostly sunny, colder, and windy today. High near 37, mostly clear tonight and cold, low 21. Sunny tomorrow, high 45. 30 degrees right now in Grand Prairie. Plano police are searching for a 77-year-old woman diagnosed with cognitive impairment. Blanca Nieledo Piccolo is a white female, 5'5", 135 pounds, with brown hair, brown eyes. Last seen at Highway 455 and Highway 377 Pilot Point, Texas, driving a red 1991 Nissan Stanza, Texas license plate DXW038. Law enforcement officials believe her disappearance poses a credible threat to her own health and safety. If you have any information regarding this lady, please contact the Plano Police Department. Nebraska medical officials are about to receive an American health care provider who experienced high-risk exposure to the Ebola virus. The unidentified patient was working in Sierra Leone and will be observed at a special biocontainment unit in Omaha. The patient is not ill or contagious, according to doctors. And veteran ESPN SportsCenter anchor Stuart Scott has died after a years-long battle with cancer. Scott was on the air for ESPN for 21 years and anchored coverage of NFL and NBA games. His diagnosis came in November 2007. He was 49. Again, mostly sunny, colder, and windy today. High near 37. Right now, 30 degrees in Granbury. From the 24/7 News Desk, I'm Major Logan. Now back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening on WBAP.
Thank you, Major, very, very much. Let me invite you to attend our home landscape school on Saturday, February 14. Don't have a lot more messages to bring to you about this school, our 20th annual. And seats are selling very, very quickly. It will soon sell out, and so then there won't be any more messages. And we would really like to have you join us. It is an opportunity to teach you how to do a landscape plan. It just gets rave reviews from people who have attended, and I think you'll be reviewing it the same way. Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens, one of Texas' most popular garden speakers and also an incredibly gifted writer, one of my favorite people to read in my own publications. Stephen writes for us. He's been my very good friend for a long time. and he and I will be your teachers that day. And so I hope that you'll give us that chance. We'll teach you how to lay out beds in your landscape plan, how to design to scale. If you don't have a design done to scale, if you can imagine just sketching out a house and handing it to a builder, and they say, well, how what's this distance? Oh, I don't know. I just thought it was pretty. Well, that's what a lot of people do with their landscapes, and we'll teach you how to do it to scale, how to design the beds so that they work most effectively, what plants to choose so you don't make mistakes there. We'll teach you how to get the beds ready. We'll teach you how to have a perfect lawn and how to use color effectively in your landscape. All of that is a part of the school. And then 2 weeks later, on Saturday, February 28, or Sunday, March 1, we will give you a 30-minute consultation with a landscaping professional as you finish up your landscape plan and take it home to work on your own home. You choose the plan. That's the cool part. You leave with a working drawing of your own landscape project and the knowledge of how to design other projects in the future. It's only $199 for one person and $239 for two people from the same household. All day Saturday, February 14, and then the consultations are February 28 or March 1. But you must register ahead of time, and you must register while we have seats available. Sponsored by Encore Electric Service Delivery in Callaway's, you call to register 1-800-752-GROW. Call in the next 45 minutes. Office open until 10:30 today. 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or at neilsperry.com.
Will 2015 mark a turnaround in attitudes in Washington? Or are we going to have the same old approach to business on Capitol Hill? We're watching for you. The news and talk of Texas. News Talk 820 WBAP.
It might just be an upset stomach, but what if it's something more serious? Baylor Plano and Baylor McKinney can help you figure out what is causing your gastrointestinal issues and get you back to feeling your best. Whether you're suffering from irritable bowel syndrome, acid reflux, celiac disease, or just staying current on your colonoscopy screening, the expert medical staff is there to care for your gastrointestinal system. That's both at Baylor Plano and Baylor McKinney and the other Baylor healthcare systems, I might add. And they invite you to get an appointment, go see somebody to make sure all is very well. And the number to call is 1-800-4-BAYLOR, the number 4, 1-800-4-BAYLOR, or visit BaylorHealth.com. I need to tell you also that it was almost 10 years ago that our daughter's life was saved at Baylor Plano, and that is how we began this very rich and heartfelt association with the Baylor healthcare system. And about 4 years ago, when the Baylor McKinney Hospital began to take shape and become reality, we were asked if one of us, my wife or I, would like to serve on the Baylor McKinney board. And she said, I would like to do that just about as much as anything out there. And she loves that service. And so that's how we have come to know Baylor Hospital Services. And I hope you never need a hospital, but if you do, I hope that you will ask for Baylor, and if you're anywhere near either Baylor Plano or Baylor McKinney, those would be my recommendations. Join me online at neilsperry.com. You'll find podcasts of all of my programs, answers to the 1001 most frequently asked questions, and a special offer on my new book. That's at neilsperry.com. Now, back to the program. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. If you'd like to call, we have time for more calls. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Steve is in Athens. Steve, how may I help you?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you well.
Okay, good. I'm calling about, I think it's a furrow bead. It's a cool season bead that grows low the ground, but when it dries, it turns into little stickers. And they're wondering how to get rid of it.
All right. And I said I could hear you well. I did hear you, but not perfectly well. There was a little bit of an echo. I will tell you that it is a broadleafed weed. It's not a grass, and therefore any broadleafed weed killer will eliminate it. And it's kind of like the answer I gave a few minutes ago for clover and dandelions. I would recommend that you use a product containing 2,4-D, 2,4-D, and I'd use a pump sprayer, 2-gallon pump sprayer. I would put one drop of liquid dishwashing detergent per gallon into the spray tank with the spray, so up to two drops, and that will help hold it on the leaves. Pump it up to where you get a good stream coming out of the spray nozzle, and then adjust it to where it's a medium fine mist, and coat the leaves with it. Coat the leaves of that weed and the other broadleafed weeds that you have in your lawn. Now, you will see some of these products that contain 2,4-D in combination with other weed killers. In fact, they're by far more common. You can also find at independent retail garden centers, they are the ones that handle the 2,4-D products that are strictly that active ingredient. In any event, the products that are combinations will tell you not to use them beneath trees and shrubs. And I can't recommend that you not do that, but I will tell you that by using a pump sprayer, you're being very precise on where you apply it. And so if that's the only product you can find, by using the pump sprayer, you can certainly limit any risk. I'm not going to recommend that you do it that way because there'll be somebody who will abuse it, but be very unlikely you do any damage if you're just applying it specifically onto the weeds. That's the critical thing. You got to have 70 degree temperature, 65 to 70, and no rain for 48 hours. So it's going to be a little bit cool for the next few weeks.
Okay. Thanks, sir.
That's the way you go. You bet. Thank you, Steve. Let's go to Kurt in Fairview. Kurt, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
We just moved down to Fairfield.
Fairfield. Okay.
Fairview. I don't even know where I'm at.
You're in Collin County.
Yeah, that's correct. We moved down here from bluegrass country and not familiar with Bermuda lawns. Mm-hmm. I took a soil sample, sent them to College Station. They told me what to use, fertilizer, and the land was pretty scroungy when we first got down here. Fertilized it. Everything came up beautifully. It was looking real good. Now I've got what they call nut grass coming up in clumps and bunches around. What do I do to get rid of that stuff?
All right. You are seeing it now at this time of year?
Sure am. Yep. It's nice and green and coming up strong.
Yeah. I doubt that is nutsedge. Nutsedge is what most people are referring to, or that's the proper name for what most people refer to as nutgrass.
Okay.
And it is very much a warm season weed. The way that you can tell whether you have a grass or a sedge is that grasses will have, you get down into the center of them, they'll have round stems. You look at your Bermuda grass, or you look at a corn stalk, or you find any kind of bamboo is another grass. Any grass will have a round stem. Any sedge, when you get to its stem and roll it between your finger and your index finger and thumb, is triangular. That's a way that you can tell whether you have a sedge or a true grass. The reason that that's critical is that you need to identify that weed properly. There is no spray for nut sedge there's a very effective control for nut sedge. It does nothing to grasses. That's what I was trying to say. Image or sedge hammer. Those are two products that are available for use on nut sedge. But that's during the growing season. What you may be seeing now might be rescue grass or ryegrass or annual bluegrass. It may be a grassy weed. There are other sedges, and there are some that are cool season weeds, but they're not major problems in lawns usually.
Okay. When I first got here, I pulled some of that up the other day, and they're definitely round on the bottom. That's coming out of the ground. I thought maybe I could yank them out, but
if the stem is round, then it is grass. Okay, and it's probably, if it's growing actively now, then it is a cool season annual grass, and that's a critical differentiation, because if it is an annual grass, that means that it had to germinate at some point, it had to come up from a seed, and because it's growing in the winter, its germination time was the first week of September. If you put out a pre-emergent weed killer first week of September, you will stop that weed from coming up each year. And so I would use either Dimension or Halts, H-A-L-T-S, the first week of September. It's very critical timing. You wait a week too long and you'll have the weed. If you get it on time, you won't see it.
I had weeds all over this thing, and I got some MSMA and took care of that very quickly. Will that grass be killed by MSMA?
It would during the growing season. Where'd you find MSMA?
Well, I just happened to go to a store that sold seeds and things. And I had a cotton field, you understand, and that's what I needed. So,
okay, I understand. I think there is a commercial product available. I don't work in that field, but it is not a consumer product any longer. It's not legal.
Yeah, but it's a dandy for your lawn.
Yeah, I understand. It was fabulous, and it's one of those things that we hated to see go. It went away for no good reason. I understand it has arsenic in it, but arsenic's a naturally occurring element. I don't want to get into that discussion right now.
Oh, that's right.
But the point being that most mere mortals don't have access to it, and so the pre-emergent is the best. It's not going to be at all effective at this time of year.
No, but during the growing season, when it's 70, 80 degrees, it'll take it out, you think?
It'll be gone by then. This is a cool season grass. They'll disappear in April. By the time it would be effective, your Bermuda grass will be green and growing and will camouflage that grassy weed. And plus, you should not apply, this is old information, but you should not apply MSMA until you get into the summer, until the Bermuda is woody. And by then, this stuff has gone to seed and long gone. I'm really kind of flying blind because, number one, I don't want to recommend that people look for MSMA. It's not available. Secondly, I don't know for sure what the weed is. You probably ought to start by getting that identified. Kurt, we're glad you're here. It's different. It is a challenge. I live in Collin County, also probably not too far from you. Having lived in Ohio for 5 years and then come back to Texas to this location, I understand the difference. I sure do.
Okay.
We're glad you're here. Take care, my friend.
Thanks.
All right, Scott
much.
In Willow Park, you'll be my last call today, and we will, my goodness gracious, I can help you. I can help a lot of people with the call that Scott has, and we will hope that he will hang on for us until we do our last ads for this morning. My book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, would be perfect for anybody who is new to Texas or new to gardening or who would like to have a go-to reference book. And even if you have my, you know, one of the things that just breaks my heart is when somebody says, I think I'll pass on your new book because I have your complete guide to Texas gardening. Well, let me do a little math with you. That book was written 24 years ago, and this book sells for $28.95. That's a dollar a year that you're paying to upgrade your information. You upgrade stuff on software, it costs you a lot more than that. And you have to do it a lot more often than you do once every 24 years. This book is not a revision of the Complete Guide to Texas. It's a completely different book. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, different format, all updated information, completely different photographs, 840 photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts that didn't exist in the old book. This book combines everything I've ever written. For example, I used to do an annual Texas gardening calendar, but people don't buy wall calendars anymore like they used to. And when my print runs went from 30,000 down to 7,500, it was obvious, I think we'll not do calendars any longer. And so I put the calendar information of when do you plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants that you're trying to grow. I put all of that information into the book, the new book. It's chapter 2. You have basics of Texas gardening, and then chapter 2 is when to do all these things. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf grass, fruit and vegetables. Everything that you need for gardening outside in the Lone Star State. And it's only $28.95 plus tax and postage. You'll be getting a signed copy. It is not in stores. It is not on Amazon. Available only through my magazine office, which will be open until 10:30 this morning. Don't go into springtime without it. If you call this morning, we'll get it in the mail to you tomorrow. You can call 800-752-GROW. Same number you call to register for our landscape school. 800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. Or you can sign up anytime today at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed.
Hi, this is Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High. Serenity High is open to students from McKinney, Collin County, and the Dallas Metroplex who have successfully completed a drug and alcohol rehabilitation program. It's really difficult after a student leaves treatment to return to a home high school. A student is very fragile and needs some additional support. Our school is self-paced, and that additional support academically as well as support in sobriety is very crucial to a student early in sobriety. Self-paced instruction allows a student to complete complete coursework and not only complete coursework on time, but oftentimes graduate early. We really feel that students and staff relate to one another as family. We're small enough so that we know students' needs and help relate on a personal level. Parents call us directly. I certainly feel that it's okay for a student to call. Anybody that really wants help, just give us a call and we'll try to work with you however we can. 469-742-7830. Without a doubt, this is the most rewarding assignment I've ever had. It's fun. I enjoy coming to school. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
Join us for our 20th annual Home Landscape School all day Valentine's Day, February 14, Saturday. That'll be at the Plano Center. Sponsored by Encore Electric Service Delivery in Callaway's, we'll teach you the principles of good landscape design. Stephen Chambly of Shandor Gardens and I will be your teachers. We'll teach you the best trees and shrubs, annual and perennial color, how to have a perfect lawn, effective entryways and front gardens, and fun patios and backyards. We'll teach you how to design to scale. Bed design and plant placement within the beds, what plants are the best. You'll have a one-on-one consultation with a landscaping professional, your choice of either Saturday, February 28, or Sunday, March 1. You'll leave with a working drawing of your landscape project of your own home. Only $199 for one person, $239 for two people from the same household. Register at neilsperry.com or call 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769.
Rush. Elected politicians, are they the only experts around? Too many people are not speaking out. Too many people are not saying what they really think.
Rush, 11 till 2, News Talk, 820 AM, WBAP.
Have you ever noticed that your foundation moves in the wintertime just like it does in the summer? Actually, kind of the opposite, usually. If you get some moisture, the foundation will work in a way that the doors and windows that used to hang that direction now hang this direction. And either they get stuck open or stuck shut or whatever. That's the way it is with slab foundations. Our black clay soils move. They shrink when they're dry. They swell when they're wet. Get a little bit of moisture and there they go. Advanced Foundation Repair would be happy to give your home a free home inspection. A free home inspection to check the foundation, see if you have any foundation problems, and this is the time to do it. The informed homeowner contacts Advanced Foundation Repair during the winter time, and they come out and do the test. Waiting is minimal in the winter time. You wait until it gets hot and dry in the summer, and oh my goodness gracious, they get, like any other good foundation repair company, they get just a little bit behind. It won't be the case now, so call Advanced Foundation Repair. I've mentioned earlier, they've been my advertiser now in our 21st year of working together. I could not be more pleased to have a sponsor of the integrity, the quality of Advanced Foundation Repair. They were the first ever to make their work transferable from owner to owner to owner, to back it with cash in the Texas Foundation Warranty Trust, the free home inspection. They're more affordable when they do repairs. We've had them work on our home. I've had them work at my magazine office, and their work is fabulous. Guaranteed for the lifetime of the building. That's Advanced Foundation Repair. Repairs designed for a lifetime. FoundationRepairs.com. That's plural. FoundationRepairs.com. 214-333-0003. That's Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003. Scott is in Willow Park, and he is now on the air. Scott, good morning.
Hello. I'm a tennis coach at a middle school.
Thank you for that.
And our courts are near a forested area, and I planted a handful of crepe myrtles and Chinese pistache a few years ago, and they're about 5 feet tall.
Okay.
And I went out there yesterday, and they were all scraped up. And there were deer prints all around, so I assumed it was the deer rubbing their antlers against the trees. And being a coach, the only thing I could think of to do would be to do what I do when there's other injuries like that on people, and that is I wrap some athletic tape around the scraped-up areas. And I was wondering, first, if that was a good idea, and if, second, the trees will live.
I think they'll all live. They may struggle, and you may have some further work to do with them. Scott, it's better when you have an open wound on a on a tree. Let me just deal with a generic tree, then we'll come back to the specifics in yours. If you just have a tree out in the yard and it loses bark on one side, a dog peels the bark off, or a deer comes up and scrapes antlers and part of that bark peels off, there generally will be, you'll see the open exposed wood of the center of the tree, but you'll also see flaps, kind of like when we get a hangnail or a paper cut, I'm sorry, 3 or 4 days later, there's that little piece of skin that flaps around and annoys you, and you get the clippers and you just trim that away. And if you're wussy like I am, and that's what that loose bark is. It's better to use a utility knife and cut loose bark away carefully. Don't ever take any good bark away. The healing process will come from the sides where the tight bark is still in place, and it will grow across the open wounds if there's enough of the bark that's still tight to the trunk. If there is not, then that trunk will die back farther to the ground or below where the wound is on the trunk, on the limb. So that's something that I'll have to leave you to decide on the Chinese pistachios. The crepe myrtles are almost bulletproof. Even if they die to the ground, which happens sometimes when a crepe myrtle freezes, they come zooming back out of the ground from their roots. And so even if you had to cut them off at the ground, they would sprout out with beautiful new growth, and you could quickly train them into tree-form crepe myrtles once again. And there's an important lesson that can be taught while you're doing that, and I'm going to try to teach the other people listening. Anybody who has a crepe myrtle that's been topped, which is barbaric and should never be done, if anybody moves into a house and they have a crepe myrtle that's been topped and has all these nubs on it, you can cut that plant flush with the ground and retrain the new growth that comes up and have a beautiful crepe myrtle immediately. And within a couple of years, it'll be full size. So you may have to do it on the crepe myrtles. Pistachios, I'd have to see them to be able to give you better advice. You're welcome to post on my Facebook page and let me see a photo. Maybe I could tell you there. But I would not leave the tape, Scott. You need to leave them exposed to the open air.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for teaching. That's a good, noble profession. Glad you're there. Folks, I've enjoyed this first broadcast of 2015. Hope you have. Robert Browski, thank you, sir. You hung in there with me when we were having some technical issues early on. It's been a good day, beautiful day off to church, and I hope you have a great day as well. Until next week, happy gardening.